ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Half. It's like two. Do we have a pass around mic too? Okay. Hare Krishna. How are you all doing? Good? What's good in your life? Name the things that you like, that you're grateful for. Not all at once, you raise your hand and then you can. For kirtan, and you like kirtan? That's good. Yes? Huh? Good to see you again.
I like to go for darshan.
You like darshan? Somebody write the word gratitude on that board, on that whiteboard there. And then somebody look up the meaning for it. Do you all have a dictionary? You don't have a dictionary? Do you all have a smartphone? Broken. Oh no. Who has? Okay. I'm going to give you the definition of gratitude, okay? See? That's how you spell it. Everyone say G R A T I T U D E. Gratitude. What's that spell? Okay, let's hear what it means. What's gratitude mean? Yeah.
Here. Quality of being thankful.
That's quality of being thankful.
Readiness to show appreciation for.
Readiness to show appreciation. Here, you can repeat after, and you can memorize what it means. Say it from the beginning, we'll all repeat.
The quality of being thankful.
The quality of being thankful.
Readiness to show appreciation.
Readiness to show appreciation.
For and to return. Medieval Latin, gratitude.
Is that what you said? Oh. It comes from Latin, which, gratis?
Gratis.
Which means?
Pleasing or thankful.
Pleasing or thankful, okay. So what are you all grateful for? Yes?
I'm grateful to have an awesome family.
Grateful, that's a really good thing to be grateful for. Very good. Do you have any verses that you'd like to say to back? Why don't you all move up just a little bit, because there's more devotees coming in. We fit as many as 1,000 people in here before. Do you know a verse? How about if I suggest a few? Do you see? Like, let's say, Manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatiti siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam viti tatkata. Of course, that says out of many thousands among manusha or people, hardly one takes to spiritual life. And out of all those, very few people take to Krishna consciousness. But then there are verses in the Bhagavatam that I can think of. One says, Labvam sadulabhamidam bahusam bhavante manusha martadam anityam api hadira. And this verse says, say labvam. Labvam sudulabham. Means it's very, very rare to get something, and then it says what it's rare to get, and that means a human body. Labvam sudulabham idam bahusam bhavante means after many, many, many births, you get a human body. If you're a human, raise your hand. Okay, we don't have any animals hiding in here. And so it says it's very rare, you get it after many, many births, and it says it's a temporary life, but it's very valuable, because I like what you said, you can use it for a higher purpose, right? Yeah, good. What else are you all grateful for? What about you all? Here, we all want to hear it. Because when we hear what other people are grateful for, it makes us more grateful, right?
I'm grateful for like the SKCON movement because it teaches us a lot of things, what we are, like the purpose, and how we are a soul, and not just this body, and like how we can go back to Godhead.
That's fantastic. How long have you been in the Krishna Conscious Movement?
I don't remember, like when I was little, like by when I was...
When you were zero?
No, seven.
7 years old, that's a long time. Very good, nice start. How about you?
I'm grateful for joining this movement, Krishna Conscious Movement, because it's a very rare opportunity for me because not many people are this fortunate to be Krishna Conscious Movement and following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, so I'm really grateful for that.
Nice, that's a good thing to be grateful for. Do you want to say anything?
I'm grateful for my animals, my pets, because they make me happy.
So what do you? What kind of animals you got?
Like cows, horses, dog, cat, kitten.
You live on a farm?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's in Caledon.
Caledon? You all want to go to Caledon?
Yes.
Let's go. That's great. Nice. Okay. So, it looks like you're all very grateful. That's a good state of mind to chant in, because when you chant, you can express your gratitude to Krishna. And there's a verse in the Shastras that says, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Yovididhati Kama. Krishna is the one who's taking care of us. He's taking care of every living entity. Is Krishna taking care of you? Which ways does he take care of you? Keeping you in the world?
I'm giving grateful friends, and also he gives us trees to like breathe.
Wow, that's pretty good. He gives you trees, oxygen so you can breathe, you got friends, he keeps you in the world. That's very good. Yeah, so Krishna's supporting us all, right? What are some of the other ways that Krishna's taking care of us? Did anybody eat today? Did you eat? So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I'm the fire of digestion in every body. So, when you eat, Krishna's right there to help you digest the food. Doesn't that make you grateful?
I thought so.
Okay, good. So, would you like to chant a little bit? And do we have any shlokas by any chance? Did anybody bring shlokas? Okay, we'll do those in a minute. Do you all know Sri Upanishad? Did you all memorize it? back, then we can chant it again together and you'll start to get to know it. What is your opinion? What do you think? Is that a good idea? Should we try it? Just say yes. Good, she's an independent thinker. Okay. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarne Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakti Vinda. You know any tune, right? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Thank you.
Copy of Shish Upanishad at home. Okay, good. So, pass out as many copies as you have. Shish Upanishad is for all my friends. So listen, you don't have to read to be able to read to learn these verses. Back in many thousands of years ago, There was no writings. People just learned this by hearing. So if you just hear it, and you hear the rhythm of this Shri Upanishad, then you'll gradually learn it. Human brain is meant for that. You hear the Shastra, quite a bit of excitement about the Shri Upanishad. Right? Okay, what's this book about? You say. Do you know what the book's about? What do you think? You say what it's about. What's it about? What is her name? Priya?
Riya.
Riya, what's it about?
Wisdom from ancient times.
Wisdom from ancient times, that's for sure. Yes, what's it about?
Gratitude.
Gratitude, could be. But specifically the title, what's the title of the book? Shri Ishopanishad. So the word Isha is in this. Say Isha.
Isha.
Who's Isha? Are you Isha? You? Are you? You? Where's Isha? Who's Isha? Isha means the Supreme Controller. Who in here is the Supreme Controller? Yes. Isha means Krishna. He's controlling everything. He's the cause of all causes. So this book is about Krishna, because he's Isha. So this is the Isha Upanishad. It's the verses that tell you about who's the Supreme Controller. It's good to know, right? Because if you know these two things, there is a God and I'm not him, you're well on your way to spiritual enlightenment. So there is a God and I'm not him. If you know that you're not God, that helps. And you know there is a God. So this tells about Isha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now let's look at it. Do you have one extra? Thank you. Who's this on the cover?
Krishna.
Who said Vishnu? So why do you say this is Vishnu? Listen, this is very important. Are you listening? Listen, she's going to say something philosophical. Let's listen.
Because he has four hands and he always holds a lotus flower, a disc, and a club, and a conch.
Good. Very good. It's very wise. And if it was Krishna, what would he be holding? Yes?
Krishna would be holding a flute.
Krishna would be holding a flute. Do you all agree with that?
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a special form of Vishnu, Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu helps to create the whole world. So now let's look inside. There's different mantras. It starts with an invocation. Who knows what invocation means? Raise your hand if you know what it means.
Introduction.
Write it on the board. Invocation. Everybody say invocation.
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 Now someone look it up. Who's got the dictionary? You got it? Okay. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? It's the action of invoke. Of course, we ought to know what invoke means, right? What's invoke? Put invoke up there, right underneath it. Invoke. Say invoke. Invoke.
Invoke.
How do you spell it? Spell it. Together, one, two, three.
I-N-V-O-K-E.
Invoke. So now what does it mean?
Cite or appeal to someone or something as an authority for an action or in support of an argument.
That's pretty good. And so an invocation means an appeal to someone for help. You could say that, right? Do you agree? Good. So if you say invocation, it's a way of calling out to the Isha in this book asking for help. So this is a very important invocation. Everywhere you go in the world, if you say this invocation, a lot of people in spiritual circles will know what you're talking about. So let's look at the verse. It's the invocation. Are you ready? I'm going to say it, then you repeat. Are you ready? Govinda, are you ready? Are you ready? 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 You're ready. You were born ready. You ready? Ready?
What page is it on?
What page is it on? Good. Help him out. Page number 13. Okay, page 13. If you can't read, don't worry. Back in the old days, people learned all these verses without reading. In fact, they didn't even write them down because it's more accurate to learn by hearing than it is by reading. Okay? You ready? Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
I'm going to go slower and then you repeat. Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Om
Purnamada Purnamidam. Now you lead us. You say it out loud and we'll repeat after you. Yeah, you.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Now you do it. Yeah, you do it. You do. Yeah. You. Yeah, you're a pundit, right?
Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Can you do? As much as you remember, do together. Go. Very good. They remembered it already. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Now you do it. Vithubhakti, give him the mic. You and Govinda do it together.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Now the second line goes like this. Purnat Purnam Udachyate.
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 Purnasya Purnamadaya.
Purnasya Purnamadaya.
Purnasya
Purnamadaya.
Purnameva Vishishyate.
Purnameva Vishishyate.
Don't put the Sri Upanishad on the ground because it's a deity. It's like Krishna. So you can't put Shastra on the floor. Because people walk on the floor, and if you put the book there, then it's an offense. So if you accidentally drop the book on the ground, you can pick it up and touch it to your head. Everyone touch it to your head. And then whenever you have a book in your hand, these are sacred books. So we don't put them on the floor, and we're really careful with them. Because they're actually, these used to all be written by Purnameva Vishishyate.
Purnameva Vishishyate.
Give it back to the Pandit twins here. You both say the verse and we'll repeat it. Do it together, you two.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam.
Purnat Purnam Udachyate.
Purnat Purnam Udachyate.
Keep going.
Purnasya Purnamadaya.
Purnasya Purnamadaya.
Purnameva Vashishyate.
Very good. So I think you've been practicing, right? Have you been practicing? So if you all practice this, you'll learn it very quickly, because you have your minds are especially tuned to this kind of vibration. So don't think you won't learn it. You just
even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance.
Okay, and who can say a little bit about what they think this means? What the verse means?
Maya.
Will you say? Here, give her the mic. Any thoughts you have about the meaning of the verse? Anything you remember? It's not a quiz. Just if you think about it and say what the verse means. What's it about?
That he created everything.
Who?
And everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes, yes.
And that everything that is, everything that is right now is because of him.
That's very good. I like that a lot. It's very well done. Excellent. Okay, who can say, who else wants to say something about the verse? You want to hear it one more time? Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's read it together. Listen very carefully, and then I want you to remember what it says and make a comment, okay? Say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Okay, listen. The personality together. The personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are
what I got from that was the Supreme Personality of Godhead is complete in himself, and although this creation and all of us are parts and parcels of him, he still remains complete.
That's nice. Good way to put it. And it's kind of amazing too, because we're used to in this world, whenever you extract a certain quantity from one entity, that entity reduces, right? But what you're saying is really profound, because what you're saying is no matter how many units are emanating from this unit called Isha, he remains complete in himself. He doesn't diminish at all. Is that the case you're making?
Yep.
Very good. Well done. Give her a hand. All right, now let's listen to one more verse, okay? So now Yasyam idam sarvam
Yasyam idam sarvam
Yat kincha jagatyam jagat
Yat kincha jagatyam jagat
Tena tyak tena bunjita
Tena tyak tena bunjita
Magridha kasya swiddhanam
Magridha kasya swiddhanam.
Let's read the translation together. Are you ready? Say yes.
Yes.
Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. What does animate mean? Okay, you gotta look it up. Not dead? Is that what you said? Not real? No, it's a little different than that. Animate. Everyone say animate.
Animate.
Put it on the board. Are you raising your hand? Yeah? Definitely would be moving.
Bring to life.
Bring to life? Okay, that's like animate. Learn them all, you have them right in your head, ready to go, right? That's good. Go ahead. Read the rest of the verse that we haven't read yet.
One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota.
As his quota.
And one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong.
Any thoughts about the meaning?
So it's necessarily saying that we should only take things that we need.
Perfect.
And not like have greed and want.
Whoa, nice. Excellent. Very good. Tena tyak tena bunjita means take those things which are offered to you naturally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's a quota for every living being in the world. What is the quota of food for a cow? Who said grass? Yeah. So who provided the grass for the cow?
Krishna.
That's correct. What is the quota of food for a earthworm?
Dirt.
So what about a quota for a quota for a king? All kinds of food. Pretty good. Everybody has a quota offered to them by the Lord. And so what does it say you should do with your quota? You just be satisfied with what's set aside for your quota and don't accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. Okay? So now let's do the two verses together. We'll say the first one in Sanskrit, then the second one all together. Are you ready? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Ishavasyam Midam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat Tena Tyaktena Bhunjita Magridakasya Svidhanam. One more? Do number three. Third verse, second mantra. Everyone ready? Kurvani meha karmani jijivi shakshatam samaha evam twainanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare. One more time. Kurvani meha karmani jijivi shakshatam samaha evam twainanyate tosti na karma lipyate nare. Very good. And the translation to this one says, altogether, one may aspire to live for hundreds of years if he continuously goes on working in that way, for that sort of work will not bind him to the law of karma. There is no alternative to this way for me. So those are the first three verses. There's altogether 18 mantras. So if you practice this together, you read the verses out loud, then you'll learn them just by hearing them and reading them, okay? And then the next time we get together in December, you should know them all. Is that fair?
Yes.
Really? What do you think? Possible? Yeah. What is your opinion? Possible? To learn all the verses?
Yeah.
Okay. You'd probably have to have a plan to say them together until you learn them all. Yes? You think it's a good idea? Yes, we can do verse 4. You ready? Page number 33. I'll say, please repeat. Anejade kamana sojavio. Naina deva apnuvan purvanarshat. Tathavato jnana yeti tishtat. Tasminapo matarishva dadati. Together with the translation. Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place, he controls those who supply the air and rain. He surpasses all in excellence. Very good, everybody. So keep practicing the Shishapanishad. There's just a few verses in there, and if you listen to them again and again and recite them, then you'll learn them all. Question. You count. Look at the last one. Go to the back of the book. There's 18 mantras and one invocation. So altogether 19 verses. Okay? All right, so now before we end, I just want to hear your realizations from the week. What are you taking away from today or for anything that happened to you this week? Sharing means caring. Who wants to share their realization? You go ahead. Yeah, you got a lot of realizations.
Well, this week I realized that if you are dependent on your body and your material environment for happiness, you will never get there. And that the only true way to get proper happiness is through Krishna consciousness and chanting and being in kirtan.
That's really good. You're definitely a devotee, that's for sure. Okay, fantastic. Who else has realizations of any kind you want to share? What are you taking away from the week? Anyone who wants to. It's all voluntary, 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 voluntary. Okay, yes. You gotta listen to her, that she's got a realization.
I learned that making people different is not the way, because you have to let them be the way they are.
That's nice. I like that. You know, I'll tell you a story about that. It's something that Prabhupada taught to one of his managers in Los Angeles. And Prabhupada gave him some instructions. He said that when you manage, you should create an environment for the devotees so they do service that's individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. What are the three things? Here, write them on the board. Individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. He said, you should create an environment so the devotees do service that's individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. Is that kind of along the lines of what you were saying? Yeah. Individual, spontaneous. Look, Jishnu's got nice handwriting. Give him a little love. Give him a hand. He's fast, too. See, look at that. Individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. What does spontaneous mean? Where do you think? Yes? What? I couldn't hear what you said.
Adventurous.
It could be related in some way. Here, listen to the Yeah, it means kind of like you just feel like doing it comes from the heart, right? And voluntary service, because devotional service is voluntary, right? You all don't get paid for it, do you? Okay, so individual, spontaneous. A couple more realizations. What did you take away from the week? Work with me, people. Work with me now. Realization? Anyone? You can share. You go ahead. She's into it. Yeah. You're a leader.
I've realized that to engage others in service, you have to set an example.
Wow. That's really good. Fantastic. How did you realize that in the context of doing some project or something like that?
No, Narkula Mataji, she gave a little class in before for newcomers. So she mentioned how to engage someone in devotion service, you have to set a good example.
Nice. I think there's a law of thermodynamics that said you can't push something faster than you're not going yourself. Right? That's good. Good lesson to remember. A couple more. Who knows what the nectar of instruction is? Who has a copy? Okay. We'll learn that one next. But once you memorize the Ishapanishad by December, then we'll start the Upadeshamrita, okay? All right, give some realization. Anything you're taking away from the week, you just share like what you learned or what insight you took away. It's good, right?
I guess to become a good devotee, you need to have proper association.
And wow, associate nice. With other people. Good.
Have that determination, that spirit to actually move on and maybe make a difference, I guess, in your own life and in other people's lives as well.
Powerful. Does anybody know a verse that says the importance of association? You do? Have you ever heard this verse? Sadhu sangha sarva shastrakoi lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoi. Who knows what that means? Okay, I'll tell you what it means. It means that even if you just have a fraction of a second of good association with sadhu, then you can attain siddhi or perfection. It's so powerful, association. So those are some good lessons. We'll just end with a very brief kirtan. Okay? We'll vote. Who wants to end with a kirtan? Let's count the votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't think we have enough votes. 6, 7. Are the rest of you abstaining, or are you voting against it? You're for it? You got two hands up. Okay. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Sadanande. Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki. Shri Hari Nam Mantra Ki. Shri Hari Nam Prabhu Ki. Go Premanande. Nitai Gaura Hari. Kalpaturubhyascha Kripasindabhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nantakoti Vaishnavindiki Jai. So what's your homework?
Practice.
How are you going to do that? Do you have any organization? Who's gonna convene the Sri Shapanishad learning? Do we have any manager types in here who like to organize stuff? Who's the most organized person you know in here? They're pointing to you, I think. Who? Who are you nominating?
I'm
I can't hear you. Shamohini. No. Amongst, it should be in the youth. She'll help you, but one thing I can have you, we have a group out in California. They printed it all out on one sheet, so you don't have to carry the books around. As the shlokas printed out. You can either do it digitally, or you can pass out sheets every time. It's a little more convenient. What do you all think? Can you help organize it? You can keep the vibration going till December? Okay. When would you do it? Sundays? Okay. Maybe what you can do is I'll send you the digital copy, and then you can help make sure everyone gets a copy, and maybe you can meet on some regular basis, say the Sri Shapanishad. Best thing to chant it all the way through. You what? Translate what he's saying for me, please. He said everyone in the world gets it, because Shamahini, you better look into this, devotee. I think he's your next big Sankirtan man. What is your name? What's his name? He can't tell. He's too humble. He doesn't even want to say his name. Okay, but I like your idea. You're a man after my own heart. Okay, thank you, everybody, for coming together. We chanted Hare Krishna. We read Sri Shapanishad. And you guys are fantastic. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premananda. Oh, yeah. Here, we have a treat for you.
One second.
Hold this for a second. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You what? Okay, stay back by, move back by 2 feet, 2 inches. 2 feet, 2 inches, move back. Move back a little bit. Okay. You know what a stampede is? Don't stampede. One at a time. You ready? Here. I'm saying don't stampede. That means to be trampled. You know when horses run wild together? They crush everybody? Hare Krishna.
There is a housekeeping announcement, if I can. Anybody wants the copy of the book? It's available for a donation if any of the parents would like to take the book.
How much is it?
It's $5 only.
Only? Take the book. Everyone take it to Sri Shapanishad home.
Okay, I'll take one home.
Please contact us. Thank you. Otherwise, we can take the books back. Hare Krishna.
Is it covered in honey?
It's covered in honey, so be careful. It'll get a little sticky. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. A little sticky, right? Hare Krishna, thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Remember last year the girl who said, I'm interested in you?
Yeah.
I'm not.
I remember you. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
How long have you been playing violin now?
Oh, it's only been 2 years now.
Fantastic.
Really, trying to improve too.
Really nice. Yeah, it's good. Hi, Kristen. You guys in, what are you, in high school, college?
Yeah, going to grade 12.
Grade 12. So you're getting ready for college then? Junior year is the year that you have to really get ready. So how's it looking?
It's good so far, but like difficult to pick a path, you know, there's so many options.
Yeah. Anyway, you got a lot of time. You don't have to get under too much stress, you know? Just... Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Your grade?
Nine
grade. Just going into high school. When did you start? Do you start? In September you start. Well, that's a big deal. Well, good luck in there. Thank you. Hey, you're good. You're good. Good singer. You're welcome. Did everybody get some prasadam? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. What grade are you in? Sixth grade. You're getting tall, huh? Hare Krishna. Good to see you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, how are you? Good to see you. Such a nice
service. I'll see if I can mobilize this.
Shishu Parishad. Yeah, it's good. The thing is, kids can learn all these things really quick.
Yeah. I teach them like you did repeat three times, and then I send that home a recording so the parents sing with them.
That's good.
So that I can maybe do that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Send one verse or two verses.
You can chant through the whole Shishupanishad. They can handle it. It's only 19 verses altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
Say the whole thing. Let them hear it over and over again.
Let them keep.
They'll just hear it and they'll learn it.
Oh yes.
They'll learn it. Yes. How is it? It's good? Hare Krishna.
And Mother Himanti, she's with the oldest children and she teaches everybody shloka. She's very pakka with her pronunciation.
These kids are great.
Practice.
I can tell they're getting good association and guidance. They're really doing a good job. Your harmonium, sir. Man, smoke coming out of that thing. It's so good. Fantastic. Thank you. Always a pleasure. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Good to see you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Great to see you.
We're like shamefully
sad. Yeah. The Prophet said, never be shy about prasadam. Thank you. I got it. I'm still on the first one. I wrote back to her last night.
Okay.
It was a really nice letter she wrote. She's your old friend? You know each other from India? From Australia? From online? Really? That's really nice. Fantastic. I see. Radhanath Maharaj?
Her mother-in-law and her mother-in-law's brother.
Amazing. Well, it's nice to have friends like that. Seems like a super intelligent person. Is she working? What does she do?
She's a home-based.
I see. Marman, Natariar Marman. Natariar Marman, Natariar Marman, hey, Natariar Marman, Natariar Marman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.